Now, last academic year, more than 24,000 foreign students enrolled at Czech universities. More than 6,000 of them signed up for courses in the capital, at Prague's Charles University. This record-breaking number of foreign students was made up mostly of Slovaks. In fact, two-thirds are from Slovakia. But some students came from slightly further afield as well. Tolulope Toyin-Oke is an undergraduate medic from Nigeria. She's been at Capital for 1 year now, attending Charles University's English Language Medicine course. Over a coffee, she told me how life had led her to the Czech Republic.
Well, there's this organization in Nigeria, and they help people get abroad to other countries like England, America, or whatever. But they told me it was going to be very difficult to get into a university in England, so they had a foundation program I could join in England. Then from there, if I pass the entrance exam, come to Czech Republic.
What were your first impressions of the Czech Republic when you came here?
I first came here with the group from England for about 3 days, and I loved it. It was snowing. I was with my friend. I called my dad. I was like, Dad, this is so cool. Czech Republic is the greatest place on earth. And then I came to study, like, the second time around, and I was like, at first I still had that little impression, a little touristic impression of, oh, it's so beautiful, the architecture. But then after a while, it was definitely different than how I was received, should I say, maybe in England or in America.
You've been here for 1 year now, at least. And yeah. So have you met a lot of Czech people and become friends with a lot of Czech people?
Actually, no, because I don't think I just don't interact with that many Czech people. Because, I mean, we have classes separately, only international students, no Czechs. Then from there, it's straight home, study, then maybe hang out with friends who are also international students.
And how's your Czech language coming on? Is this something that you've been taught alongside your studies? Is this something that, you know, you're practicing on a day-to-day basis?
We're being taught at least 3 hours every week, and it's not coming along well because, yes, I'm very shy to actually start speaking Czech. And also, just like sometimes it's like, I want to study Czech. Oh, anatomy, histology, Czech. You make a choice, and then normally for me it's either anatomy, histology, and now physiology. So Czech tends to be pushed back.
Do you see yourself staying in the Czech Republic after your studies, or do you want to go straight back to Nigeria or even somewhere different?
I don't think I can see myself staying here. I mean, it's a nice enough place, but I think there'll probably be better job opportunities other places, so maybe Nigeria, maybe America. We'll see.
What do you think the good things about studying in the Czech Republic are? And what do you think maybe the less good things about studying in the Czech Republic are?
The good things, I've met a lot of people, and I like meeting people, I like talking to people and having different experiences. So that's probably one of the best things. And I like the fact that they drive us hard, and so it's also very competitive. But I guess the negative thing it's not really structured, you know. There's always a problem, especially in the beginning of the year with the classes, with the lectures.
And do you think it's really a good thing that Charles University has so many international students? Do you think it kind of makes Prague a more diverse, exciting city? Or, I mean, do you think it's just a way for them to raise lots of money? I mean, what's your stance on the whole thing?
I mean, either way, through us, I think they do raise a lot of money. But at the same time, I just love the idea of different people. You're not just with the same people who have the same mindsets. You get to talk to people and listen to their views and ideas. And it's like, you know, learn about what medicine is like for them in their countries.
I was talking there to Tolulope Toyin-Oke.